Prayana kale manasachalena.
Prayana kale manasachalena.
Bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva.
Bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva.
Puvor madhye pranamavesha samyak.
Puvor madhye pranamavesha samyak.
Satang parang purusham upaiti divyam.
Satang parang purusham upaiti divyam.
Prayana
kale manasa chalena.
Bhaktya
yukto yoga balena chaiva. Bhruvor madhye pranamavesha samyak.
Sadam param purusham
ubhaiti divyam.
Prayena
kale manasa chalena.
Bhakti
yukto yoga balena chaiva.
Bhruvor
madhye pranamavesha samyak.
Satam
param purusham upaiti divyam.
Prayana
kale manasa chalena.
Bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva.
Bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva.
Bhruvor madhye pranamavesha samyak.
Bhruvor madhye pranamavesha samyak.
Satam param purusham upaiti divyam.
Satam param purusham upaiti divyam.
Prayana
kale manasa chalena.
Bhaktya
yukto yoga balena chaiva.
Bhruvor
madhye pranamavesha samyak.
Satam param purusham
upaiti divyam.
Prayana
kale manasa chalena. Bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva.
Bhruvor madhye
pranamavesha samyak.
Satam param purusham upaiti divyam.
Prayana kale manasa chalena.
Bhakta
yukto yoga balena chaiva.
Bhruvor madhye pranamavesha samyak.
Satam param purusham upaiti divyam.
Prayana kale,
Prayana kale,
at the time of death,
at the time of death,
manasa,
manasa,
by the mind,
by the mind,
achalena,
achalena,
without its being deviated,
without its being deviated,
bhaktya,
bhaktya,
in full devotion,
in full devotion,
yuktaha,
yuktaha,
engaged,
engaged,
yoga balena,
yoga balena,
by the power of mystic yoga,
by the power of mystic yoga,
cha,
cha,
also,
also,
eva,
eva,
certainly,
certainly,
pruvo,
pruvo,
the two eyebrows,
the two eyebrows,
madhye,
madhye,
between,
between,
pranam,
pranam,
the life air,
the life air,
avesha,
Avesha,
establishing,
establishing,
samyak,
samyak,
completely,
completely,
saha,
saha,
he,
he,
tam,
tam,
that,
that,
param,
param,
transcendental,
transcendental,
purusham,
purusham,
personality of Godhead,
personality of Godhead,
upaiti,
upaiti,
achieved,
achieved,
divyam,
divyam,
in the spiritual kingdom.
In the spiritual kingdom.
One who, at the time of death, fixes his life air between the eyebrows, and by the strength of yoga, with an undeviating mind, engages himself in remembering the Supreme Lord in full devotion, will certainly attain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. In this verse, it is clearly stated that at the time of death, the mind must be fixed in devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For those practiced in yoga, it is recommended that they raise the life force between the eyebrows to the Ajna Chakra. The practice of Shat Chakra Yoga, involving meditation on the six chakras, is suggested here. A pure devotee does not practice such yoga, but because he is always engaged in Krishna consciousness, at death he can remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his grace. This is explained in text 14. The particular use of the word yoga balena is significant in this verse, because without practice of yoga, whether Shat Chakra Yoga or Bhakti Yoga, one cannot come to this transcendental state of being at the time of death. One cannot suddenly remember the Supreme Lord at death. One must have practiced some yoga system, especially the system of Bhakti Yoga. Since one's mind at death is very disturbed, one should practice transcendence through yoga during one's life. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Pitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shavagana Lalita Sri Vishakantitam Cha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gokangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusmite Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshako Patarubhyascha Kripasindho Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashvani Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prayana Kale Manasa Chalena Bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva Bhruvor madhye pranam avesha samyak Satang parang purusham upaiti divyam. In the beginning of this chapter, Arjuna has asked several questions, all but one of which Krishna answers in a line, half a line, two lines. But the rest of the chapter is dedicated to one question. Prayana kale chakatam gyeosi niyatatma bhi. How can a self-controlled person know you at the time of death? The time of death is the time that in one's life that one least wants to think about. We think about anything but. But that's the examination time. Just as in education, we have our studies and then there's the exam. And everything is tested during the exam. That's the crucial time. So everything is tested at the time of death. We get some years in which to live, and then time is up, and then everything is tested. We're tested. And according to our scores, we get our next destination. One may remain in this material world in one of the 8,400,000 species of life, somewhere in the upper, middle, or lower planetary systems, or one may be promoted to the spiritual world. That depends on one's consciousness. Yam yam vapi smaran pavam jajat yante kalevara tam tam evaiti kantayat sadatat bhava bhavatam. What we think of at the time of death determines where we go. The mind is the subtle body, and at the time of death, that subtle body continues to exist. Death means that the gross body is destroyed. One has to give it up, willingly or unwillingly. But the subtle body remains. The mind, the intelligence, the false ego, but they're transformed. If I take the body of a dog, then my mind becomes adjusted to the life of a dog. If I take the life of a demigod, my mind becomes adjusted to the life of a demigod. But the mind continues. The mind continues. So the situation of the mind carries us to the next body. And the question is, what will we think of? Maharaj Bharat thought of a deer at the time of death and took the body of a deer. People are thinking of so many things. And accordingly, they're getting their next lifetime. Generally, what we think of depends upon our training. In the military also, there's so much training. Then they go out onto the battlefield, and according to them, they find that their training now is very valuable. So many things are very dangerous out there, and training may save my life. So everything depends on training. Training means one has to be willing to be trained. One has to be a good student. And one has to have good teachers also. A good student without a good teacher is not in the best of situations. And one may have a good teacher, but if one is not a serious student, what is the use? So the human life is meant, that's the first thing. People don't know what the human life is for. Nate vidu svarta gatim mi vishnu durashaya ye bahir artaman. They're thinking that life is meant for sense gratification. Kamo papoga parama itavad iti nishchita. They're thinking that the highest thing there is to gratify the senses. And there's nothing better than that. Therefore, chintam paramayam cha pralayantam upashrita. Up to the point of death, they're in so much anxiety. because asat grihit vaitat graham. They're grasping at something which is not substantial, durashaya. They're grasping for something which has no real existence. In the material world, whatever we're trying to get is a dream only. Even if we get it, it will disappear. First of all, so often we don't get it. Second of all, we get it and it turns out not to be what we wanted. And third of all, even if we think now, yes, I got it, it's what I wanted, then we lose it. Material world is set up in such a way. Asha pasha shatayar bhanta. We have so many hopes and aspirations. But finally, mrityu sarvaharas jaham. Krishna comes as death and takes everything away. Even if I think that my whole life has been successful, now I've got everything I want, then Krishna comes and takes it all away. The one who's building his happiness on the platform of his body is a fool. That means the whole world is full of fools, because they're all hoping to be happy on the platform of this body. So Arjuna understands that the real purpose is to fix the mind on Krishna. That there's no better place to fix the mind than on the lotus feet of Krishna. As Maharaj Amrish did, Savai Mana Krishna Pada. He fixed his mind. All the great devotees fixed their mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. So Arjuna is desiring that at the time of death, he'll be able to fix his mind on Krishna. Krishna tvadiya parapankaja panjuranta tadaiva vishatume manasura. Kulashekar Alvar is praying that may the swan of my mind be entangled in the stem of the lotus of your. He says, because at the time of death, everything is disrupted. At death, kapabitta vayu, the three constituents of the body, according to Ayurveda, become deranged. Become the time of death has been vividly described in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in connection with the allegory of King Puranjana, where the city of the body is attacked by so many soldiers, 365 times two, representing the days and nights. And attacked by disease and old age. So it's like an army laying siege to the city and breaking down the buildings, breaking down the walls, smashing everything. And finally they capture the snake that represents the life air and they drag it off. And everything is finished. Well, death is like that. We want to go on living. Sheshas tavarich chanti kimaisharya atapala. We think that we can go on living somehow or other. But it's not possible. Finally, death overwhelms everyone. So, Maharaj Kulashekar is desiring that at that time, when the throat is choked up and everything is going, is becoming deranged in the body, how will I think of you? May I think of you at that time? So Arjuna is also inquiring. Notice that. Prayana kale chakatam. How is it possible? How can I fix my mind on you? That's the subject matter. And in the whole eighth chapter, practically speaking, Krishna is answering that question. Prayana kale manasachalena paktya yukto yoga balena chaiva. Prayana manasa achalena. One has to fix the mind. The mind is always going this way and that way. But one has to fix it. Achalena. One has to work with the steady mind. Manasa achalena. How is it possible? It's possible, bhaktiya, by devotional service. Yukta, for the person who's engaged in Krishna consciousness. Yoga balena. It's possible by the power of yoga, especially bhakti yoga. Bhruvor madhye pranama vesha samyak. Lord Krishna has described the Ashtanga yogis, the yoga system by which one moves the life air through the various chakras. Finally, it leaves through the Brahmarandra at the top of the skull. Oh, that's possible for the elevated yogis, again by practice. It's not that simply overnight they'll leave behind all their material attachments and just fix the mind on Krishna. The people are thinking like that. That now I have good prospects for enjoyment. I can make some money. I can get ahead. Career or education or love life. Now I have good energy. I can get ahead. And I can make some money and be comfortable and enjoy the happiness the world has to offer. And then in my old age, when I'm done with all of this, then I'll take up religious life. In my old age, I'll take up religious life. Now let me enjoy. But because they have that mentality, now let me enjoy, A, they become addicted to their enjoyment, and B, they become bound by hard work for their enjoyment. The enjoyment is not free. First of all, the enjoyment is illusory, so it's always a little bit ahead. The carrot is always a little bit ahead of the ass. But the other thing is that it's not free. One has to work for it. Suppose family happiness. It's not free. I get some happiness in family life, and I work 9 to 5, 5 or 6 days a week, if I have good hours. Otherwise, more than 9 to 5. No one likes to work. If you don't pay me, I'll at once leave my job. But everyone is working hard, spending really most of their life working hard. Why? For enjoyment. And if he at some point thinks, why am I working so hard for enjoyment? Why should I live like this? Now it's too late. You owe this much for the house, you owe this much for the car, you owe this much for your student loans, you owe much, this much for something, this much for that. You have your wife and you're responsible for her, you have children, you're responsible for them, you have to think about their education and their college and the cost of that, times however many children there are. So even if you think, what is the use of working so hard? What pleasure am I getting from it? Now it's too late. You can't walk out. Who can just say, oh, this was the wrong decision? Forget it. Even if he decides that, the state will object. Suppose he thinks that I got married for happiness, and now I'm simply suffering. So let me leave this wife and forget it. It was just a miscalculation. Everyone makes mistakes. So she can take care of herself, I'll take care of myself. No, the government will say, I'm sorry, sir. You have to pay. And if there are children, you have to pay for them. I met one man on a train platform in America. He was in that situation. He somehow separated from his wife and family. And although he was separated and therefore getting none of the benefits of family happiness, he had to pay. And many people are in that situation. They leave behind one wife and family, they get another wife and family. So now they have to pay for like two. They only get the benefit of one, and they're paying for two. Well, this is the cruelty of Maya, that we're hoping to enjoy, and the enjoyment is the bait, and the work is the hook. We're hoping for enjoyment. The enjoyment turns out to be a disappointment. And the work turns out to be inescapable. The bait, there's not very much there. And the hook is very painful. So material life is like that. People are thinking in my old age, but they become wrapped up, entangled in all of these responsibilities and in their great hope that enjoyment is just over the horizon. And they become attached to whatever meager enjoyment they get. So that even in their old age, they're still hoping against hope that there'll be some pleasure to be had from material life. Srila Prabhupada gave the example that he was in Paris and he saw that old men, 70 years old, are going to some club to enjoy with young girls. What will they enjoy? All that's there is the hope. Still I can enjoy. Now this is Maya's arrangement. Enjoyment now, Krishna later. But they never get the enjoyment and they never get Krishna. Therefore, the intelligent person thinks that from the very beginning of my life, I should become Krishna conscious. Or they're trained, if the parents are responsible, Krishna conscious. They see that the children are trained from the very beginning. Komara Atre Pragya. Dharman Bhagavataniha, Durlabha Manava Janma, Tadapi Adruvam Artadam. The human life is very rarely obtained out of 8,400,000 species. We rarely get this opportunity of the human life, which can deliver the real value of spiritual realization. So, from the very beginning, Prahlad Maharaj says, Komara age, from 5 years old, one should be trained in Bhagavatam, Krishna consciousness. People are very serious. My son should be trained, he should be well educated. So, they're
sending them to classes, they're sending them for tutoring from very young age, so that they can become entangled in material life and not be able to get out. But Prahlad Maharaj says that why should the valuable opportunity of the human life, so rarely gotten, be wasted for the same objectives as the dogs and hogs? This life should be used for spiritual realization. Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma, Krishna consciousness. Not that suddenly, after wasting my whole life in sense gratification, at the last moment I'll think of Krishna and everything will be successful. Not that I'll play games for the whole year and then at the end of the year I'll get top scores on my exams. It doesn't work that way. So one has to train the mind to think of Krishna. Under proper guidance, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, one should learn the science of yoga. Either Ashtanga Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. But the Ashtanga Yoga was suitable for previous ages. Actually, for the Satya Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, Hari Kirtan, the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Kalo Nasjeva 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 Kathira Nidhan. So the Yoga Balena, it's powerful. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna, Mukta Sangha Param Vrajay, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vrajay, simply by Krishna Kirtan, one can be freed from material existence and go back to Godhead. Satam Param Purusham, Paramam Purusham Divyam, Krishna, the Supreme Person. People, even if people are a little interested in spiritual realization, they imagine that they can merge with God, that they can become God, that they are God. They become fooled by so much misunderstanding. So the real goal is Paramam Purusham Divyam, the transcendental personality of Godhead. Kavim Purana Manushashitana Manora Niyamsa Svare, ya. Sarvasya tha tara machincha rupam. He's not formless, but he has a transcendental form inconceivable by mental speculation. Seva mukhi jivado svayameva spiritu. Only if he reveals himself can one see that personality of Godhead and attain to his abode. But that's the goal, Paramam Purusham Divya. Satam Param Purusham Upayati Divya. One can go, just as one can go to India or one can go to America, one can go back to Godhead. Goloka Vrindavan is a real place, more real than the places here. Here are the places, first of all, they're not what they're advertised to be. Come here and enjoy, go there and enjoy. And you, when you go, you find it's just a tourist industry and there's nothing actually enjoyable there. Basically the same, you know, you have, you eat in New York or you eat in Paris, or you eat in anywhere. Eating is eating. So people are imagining, I'll go here, I'll go there. And even if they go, they can't stay.
They want to come back.
They want to come back or they're kicked out. Visa is expires or or finally either we expire or the place expires. Sometimes the place is destroyed by earthquakes, by tornadoes, by tsunamis, by fire. Sometimes the place itself is destroyed. Or sometimes the place remains and we're destroyed. So either way, we can't stay. Even if we think, yes, this is very nice, I have my palace, I have my whatever, we can't stay. So in that sense, this place is not real. First of all, it's not what we think it is. And second of all, we can't stay. But the abode of Krishna is permanent. That place is nashyatsu, navinashyati, when everything else is destroyed. That part remains as it is. The material world is coming, everything is coming and going. But as spirit is eternal, the spiritual world is eternal. And Krishna is eternal. Satchidananda Vigraha. So our business is to go back to Krishna by fixing the mind on Krishna. Because whatever the mind is fixed on, that's our destination. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this method. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In this eighth chapter, especially, we find that Srila Prabhupada so many times emphasizes the chanting of this Maha Mantra. But we should take it very seriously, chant Hare Krishna, fix the mind on the transcendental sound of Krishna's name, and go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments?
How do we understand a person has gone to back home, back to Godhead?
If you're that person, you'll understand. Others may or may not understand. Who cares whether they understand? You go. Your life is successful. Otherwise, when we see that someone is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then we can expect. We don't know, because we're not the final judge of anything. But you can see where a person's going. Just like from school, you can see this person is headed for the garbage heap, and this person is headed for success. And by seeing how he's working, by seeing how his mind is situated, you can understand. So, at the time of death, one who's thinking, of course, we don't know exactly, but someone who's chanting the holy name of Krishna at the time of death, who's associated with devotees at the time of death, who's absorbed in Krishna's service during his life, such a person has the good likelihood of going back to God.
We are the soul and we are eternal. We are the soul, the eternal. What is the relation between we and mind? At the time of death, we, the soul alone, has to go off. And
if you stay in the material world, your mind stays with you. If we're still attached to the subtle body, this mind, or still attached to this material world, then the mind stays with us. You get a new gross body, but you keep the subtle body. Otherwise, if you're ready to go back to Godhead, you leave behind the gross and subtle bodies.
So it's our free will to leave the
ego. It's your free will.
Including the subtle body. Including the subtle body.
Hare Krishna. Very good. getting an early start.
Can we have a quick kirtan?
Hmm? Want to have some more kirtan?
Yes.
Okay. Someone who wants to know, I'll take it.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare.
Raj Charja Stotra Sri Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Raj Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripraja Charja Stotra Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Raj Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Shikrishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitalanda Sri Advaita Kadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindhi
Jai
Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gokubinath Sham Kunradha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki
Jai
Vrindavan Dham Ki
Jai
Navadip Dham Ki
Jai
Jagannath Puri Ki
Jai
Ganga Mayi Ki Jai Jamana Mayi Ki
Jai
Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki
Jai
Samaveta Bhakta Brindaki Jai. All glories to the assembled
devotees.
All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande.